When St. Teresa speaks of spiritual betrothal in the six dwelling places of the interior castle, she is careful to insist that at every stage of our spiritual life and at every level of prayer, Jesus Christ in his humanity remains our one way to the Father.
It will seem to you that anyone who enjoys such lofty things would no longer meditate on the mysteries of the most sacred humanity of our Lord Jesus Christ. Such a person would now be engaged entirely in loving. I cannot imagine what such souls are thinking of. To be always withdrawn from corporeal things and enkindled in love is the trade of an angelic spirit, not of those who live in mortal bodies. The Lord himself says that he is the way. The Lord also says that he is the light, and that no one can go to the Father but through him. And anyone who sees me sees my Father. They will say that another meaning is given to these words. I don't know about those other meanings. I've got along very well with this one, that my soul always feels to be true. There are some souls who, brought by the Lord to perfect contemplation, would like to be in that prayer always, but that is impossible. Yet this favour of the Lord remains with them in such a way that afterward they cannot engage as before in discursive thought about the mysteries of the Passion and life of Christ. I don't know the reason, but usually they cannot practice discursive reflection. But I say that a person will not be right if he says he does not dwell on these mysteries or often have them in mind, especially when the Catholic Church celebrates them. I wouldn't want any good save that acquired through him from whom all blessings come to us.